The Woman in My Home, written by Kerry Fisher and read by Emma Spurgeon Hussey. I wasn't sure why my 32-year-old son, Sandy, suddenly considered himself so much smarter than I was at 57. But he wasn't making any secret of the fact that he clearly thought my marbles were well and truly on the loose. A man you've been seeing for 6 weeks is moving in. I mean, what do you actually know about him? A flash of disgust passed over his face as he considered that I might know more about what he was like in bed than anything else. I wanted to say, I haven't been in a serious relationship for 21 years. I've worked my fingers to the bone to create a successful business. I never brought men home when you were living here, and now I want to have some fun and enjoy myself before it's too late. There was a huge temptation to add, and guess what, I'd even like some sex. Instead, I said, what do you think I should know? I mean, how is it any different to you meeting Chloe in a nightclub and her practically spending every night here within weeks? Sandy picked at some mud on his sleeve. But she had her own place. She could always go back home if things didn't work out. Robin has got his own place. It's that his soon-to-be ex-wife is in it at the moment. It's only temporary until she sells it, and he gets his half of the money. It's ridiculous him living in a hotel when I'm rattling around here alone. As I said the word temporary, I felt the weight of a lie. Despite being on this earth long enough to know that my foot was unlikely ever to fit into a glass slipper, I couldn't deny that my stubborn and pragmatic heart flipped every time Robin texted or walked through the door. I'd spent so long thinking about what was right for Sandy, determined that his dad finding just about anyone other than me attractive wouldn't impact on his life in any way, that I'd stuffed my own needs into the deep freezer. And now I had Robin. He understood me and had the kindness to think about what I needed. I craved his company. I hadn't been unhappy in the slightest, perfectly content working all hours and pottering about my home in the evenings, curling up on the sofa with a book, or catching up on the business news in Money Week. I was never lonely, or at least I never allowed myself to consider that it would be nice to come home to a dinner that someone else had prepared, to unload some of the day's small frustrations and share the victories. Now, however, it was as though a door had been opened onto another world, the one that so many people inhabited, where women, even at my age, laughed about their husbands' inability to sort the recycling or complained about their snoring, but always finished off with, I wouldn't be without him, though. Sandy was shaking his head. What if he moves in and won't move out? I was so tempted to start criticising Sandy's wife, who, beyond her ability to make a fabulous beef stroganoff and fold a napkin into a flower shape, fell into the category of people whose talents and charm I'd need a magnifying glass to locate. I wanted Sandy to think beyond himself for a moment, to be pleased for me, in the same way I'd tried to be delighted for him when he announced he was marrying Chloe. I'd repeated to myself, if she makes him happy, ad nauseam, and smiled my way through many evenings when it felt as though she'd been criticising Sandy under the guise of having a bit of a joke.